We continue our learning. We are Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the Seifa of the previous Mishnah, a woman who took upon herself Neder Naziris, and the husband was Matfis himself in her Neder. He says, I'm going to be like you. So the halacha was that he effectively has been mid-bekayim her neder, he can no longer annul her neder. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a case where a husband, let's say Harini Nazir, said Harini Nazir, and then says, Va'at, you want to become a Nazir as well. Or let's say the woman says, I'm going to be Nazir, and says to the husband, do you want to become a Nazir as well? So it says the Mishnah like this. Harini Nazir, a husband says, I partake upon myself neder nazirus for 30 days. Va'at, and that says to his wife, he turns to his wife, do you want to become a nazir like me? Amen. And she responds, amen, yes, indeed. She wants to become a nazir. So the halach is mefer eshela, but v'shelo kayam. The husband can be mefer her nazirus because he didn't tell her to become a nazir. He just asked her, do you want to become a nazir? And she accepted upon herself midas atzma to become a nazir. Therefore, we have the right to be mefer her nazirus. But v'shelo kayam, his nazir remains, even though he annulled her neder, because his nazirus was not talui, was not dependent on her nazirus. Let's say the woman says, "Hareini nazira, I become a nazira," and turns to her husband and says, "Va'ata, do you want to become a nazir like me?" Va'amar amen, and then the husband says, "Yes." Einu yachal hofer. So this, of course, he cannot annul because he was mekayim her neder when he said amen, and we already said once a husband is mekayim the neder, he can no longer be made for them. Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. Little introduction. Another violates one of the mitzvos lotase that he's chayev in. So he gets two sets of malkos. One because of lo yachel devaro. Lo yachel devaro is the general, the person who profanes his word by not keeping his neder. That's a general halacha regarding prohibition, negative prohibition regarding all nedarim that are violated. And number two is the particular avera that he violated because he's a nazir that the Torah speaks about as well. So these are malkios that are deoraisa, and there are 39 malkos as we normally have. But there are malkos midirabanim, which we call makas mardus, and makas mardus literally means that a person is smitten mardus because of rebelliousness. How do the chachamim decide, or how does makas mardus differ from malkos deoraisa? So we assume there are different opinions about this. So one opinion is it's certainly not going to be exactly the same. One opinion says that the chachamim, because they have to give chizuk to their words, many people take the words of the chachamim lightly. So therefore, we have to be more strict regarding those lashes. And when it comes to malkos shel Torah, we give 39. When it comes to makas mardus, there is no estimation. There's no appraisal, no particular number. Some say we even hit the person till ad shetetze nafsho, until he dies or until he accepts the words of the chachamim. And others say, no, the opposite. Makas mardus were more lenient than makas shel Torah. They're not as strong. We're not medakt so careful about the whip that we're using. And there's another opinion that says we give a third of the malkios that we give according to the Torah. So the Mishnah here is going to mention makas mardus along with the regular malkos, and we'll see in what case you give the regular malkos d'oraisa and which one you give makas mardus. Says the Mishnah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. A woman took a neder nazir, and she accepted upon herself the nazirus, but she was violating the nazirus. She wasn't observing them, the restrictions. So she's drinking wine, she's coming in contact with the dead. Hare zo sofeges asarbon. She gets the malkos arbon, she gets the 39 malkos, as someone who's violating a lotase, as we explained in the Hakdama, in the introduction. The Gemara says that even though the husband was mefir har neder afterwards on Yom Shamo, nonetheless, she's going to violate the fact, she's going to get these malchus because she violated these averos before he was made for them. Why should that be? I thought the Baal now cancels the neder. It's like it never existed. No, we said that already. It's not true. Annulling the neder, hafaras nedarim, does not, is that in the same mechanism as hataras nedarim? He's not uprooting the neder meikar. So therefore, if she violated those restrictions, doesn't matter that a couple hours later, the husband was annulled the neder. He's only mevatel the neder mikano lahaba. She was already in violation of those isurim. She's going to get malchus. Hefer la ba'ala v'hilo yada ashe hefer la ba'ala. Let's say the husband annulled the neder and she didn't know that, and he can do so. Even shelo b'faneh, he has the right to annul nedarim. Vayisa shosa b'yayinim etam alamesim. After hafaras nedarim, she is drinking wine and being mitamei lemeis. So now, should she get malchus? She thinks she's doing something wrong. She knows she's, but she didn't realize that the neder is no longer effective. The husband annulled it. Enos sofeges es arboim. She does not get malchus, even though she didn't know the husband annulled the neder and she's violating this b'mezid. Nonetheless, she's not chayv malchus. At the end of the day, she's not a nazir anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eina sofeges harboim, tispog makas mardus. True, she may be not chayv malchus doraisa, but nonetheless, since she had kavana to do an avera b'mezid and violate the words of the Torah, she at least should be chayv makas mardus, where a malchus midevei sofim midirabana, as we explain in the Hakdama. The Rambam rules like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Kesef Mishnah explains why. Why is he ruling like Rabbi Yehuda? Who is this minor? Who's the minority opinion? He says he can get makas mardus. Tanakhama mentioned nothing about the makas mardus. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam held that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's psak that there should be makas mardus. All the Tanakhama was telling us is that if the husband annulled the neder, and then even though she didn't know about it, and she's violating, she's becoming time of the mason, drinking wine, Tanakhama says you don't get malchus d'oraisa. But the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you're going to get malchus d'rabbanan.